Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Jasmine.
Thank you for calling customer support, John. I'm just playing.
How you doing?
I'm okay. You see, I dropped my hours.
Yeah. So is that helping you out some?
No, because I work 6 hours straight, no lunch.
He told me
to see how it is without a lunch, but it's great because sometimes y'all dead me from that, and then I'm just straight dead, but it's kind of hard working 6 hours straight with 26 minutes of break.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's going to take adjusting to.
Yeah, I'm thinking either I was trying to see how this week went, and then I was going to tell him if I need a lunch. He just told me to tell him if I needed a lunch.
You know, and I wouldn't blame you if you did, because I would like to have a break in between my work hours too, you know. It's like, even if
right,
you have a shortened.
Yeah, I told you that I had got so used to ask, you know, I kind of like know the ropes of like, how, you know, before I need a break, how many calls, you know, how many hours I can sit on a call, taking call after call, you know, before I'm, you know, needing a cigarette break or you just needing to eat or something. So I kind of got it down. I think I'm like at four or five hours before I at least need something to eat or a break or something. So talk to him next week. But what's up, John? What'd I do?
Oh, well, nothing. I was just calling to check on you. I know you had just settled into a new place. I've seen how that was going for you.
It's great, except for I do have a problem with the greatest love letters.
Okay, what's up with those?
I haven't been able to pull up people's account. Like, literally, me and Vince was talking, and I wasn't the only one, though. So I don't know if you need to tell somebody, because he was like, he spoke to four different people, and none of us could find them. And none of us can. And then Vince came back and was like, Jazz, I found the account in Greatest Love Letters. And I'm like, I don't know how he did it. And I never can. And I'm getting a lot of these calls.
Let's see.
Okay, so like if you have the script on the top, it says like Greatest Love Letters. I guess he has that campaign set up. It's like the Elijah in the Greatest Love Letters all in Shopify.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one is it, John? Is it the greatest love letters, no dash, or the greatest dash, love letters, dash?
Let's see. I'm not showing anyone with a dash. Let's see.
It's up in the corner. I don't know, because he kind of – let me show you. Let me send you what he sent me.
So I pull it up. I'm pulling it up now as far as love letters.
You pulled up the script?
Yeah,
or you
pulled up
the Shopify.
Yeah, well, but you know, because Shopify will launch with it. So, okay, I see that there's another script that comes with it too.
But even though I checked everything. Like literally, I was on the phone with that man for like 15 minutes because I've never not been able to pull up an account if it really existed. You understand that I'm a soup, you know, so I know how to go about trying different ways to pull up accounts.
I see what you're saying. There's some with, okay, when I go to the store, there's two different ones. There's like two different ones for tagline too.
Yeah, okay, inside of his message, he sent that to me like, okay, I don't know how you didn't pull it up, Jasmine, because, and then it shows the script, and then he's pointing in a red X to up there where you're looking at too.
Do you have what he sent you?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'll send it to you. Copy image. How did he pull that up? Because if you do it regular, like 1004, that is the account. I kept pulling up somebody else. Like, I can't get to where he was at. Nobody can but him. And he doesn't believe us.
Let me see, because when I log in as him, let me show you what it shows me. So are you getting to like this page when you try to log in? I'll tell you what, and we'll do this together. Let me send you the link.
I'll do that if I use his stuff. But like, yeah. I can get to where that screenshot he sent me, I can get there and then I'll put in their information and it never shows their information. It's showing somebody totally different. I think I tried his way and couldn't even get in that, what you're showing me. And then I went the other way, just normal click on greatest love letters and it'll take you to the Shopify. And then I put in 1004, it's going to pull up something different.
Who did it pull up for you?
Something with a, some weird name. Maybe is it Karen Weber, Karen Weber or something?
I pulled up a Jerry Gala.
No, that's the name. How are you pulling that up? That's the name.
What I think what might be going on is he may have it, and I'm gonna check the double check and see what I think you might be have done to get that one, because I see that there is a second love letter, James Arendall. That wouldn't be the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I pulled. No, that's an agent, ain't it?
It says it has it under customer. Here, let me show you what I'm looking at. So when I come up to this little area, you have these options, and you have to make sure it says, you pick the one that says greatest letters, because you'll see that there's another one that's called greatest love letters. And I think the one that's that he showed you, it just says greatest letters. That sounds a little complicated. I'm gonna just post it right here with a couple of arrows. But you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see it.
It may have been that you had a different one of those selected when you found the other person with the same 1004. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, because that's what I was trying to ask him. Like, I don't know. So which one is it that I need to be in?
Greatest letters.
Greatest letters. Not greatest love letters. Okay, gotcha, goddess.
Yeah, it is confusing. And I think the last time I had a call with this campaign, they didn't even have all that other stuff. So, yeah, it's just sometimes they'll change it without us knowing.
Yeah, that confused
me.
But that was, that was it. Oh, and remember, didn't we talk about not every campaign you fully refund on, right? If they say BBB, right? You just start threat protocol.
Yeah, not everyone.
Gotcha. Okay. Just making sure I did it right today.
Yes, yes. Some of them, I mean, you'll normally do just like the threat protocol like normal, you know, but there's a handful that say go ahead and refund in full, like Elias and TH Quality. Oh, and you made a 99.09 for your QAs last week, so that was an outstanding job. I think the only one that you had that came back was a let me see. The only call that you had that came back was actually a 90, because you offered a save before the customer You offered a save before the customer actually asked to cancel.
I've been trying to watch it.
And I think what it is the customer asks how much it is, and you're like, when I tell the customer how much it is, they're going to want to cancel. So let me go ahead and give them the discount now. Just don't even do it. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Because I feel like that, because I can kind of hear that, and I'm thinking that has to be what she's thinking is, as soon as I tell this customer this price, he's going to want to cancel. So let me try to tell them a lower price to begin with, sort of. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, you're right, though, because I have to – I start stuttering. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what y'all are talking about.
Hey, you know what? Just tell them the full price with confidence. Like, what do you mean this is expensive? That ain't expensive. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say it like you're too dumb to know the difference. That's how I do it. When I tell customers info, I just act like, what do you mean? What do you mean that's expensive? It's $98, sir. Pretty cheap if you ask me. But that's just my mentality, you know, when I'm talking to them. So just try to, don't be afraid of these people. They're going to react negatively if it's $90 or $50. So just throw it out there, get them on their way. That's it. So you're adjusting good as far as working from home. Are you finding that you're saving a little bit of cash on food because you don't have to eat out every day, or
I was gonna come back. I think I'm coming back to Monday. I just don't want them to take me through the same thing. I don't mind coming up there because I do have I really was trying to go up in the company. So maybe just for like, I try to tell them when I change this shift, I just need a little while, you know, to put my life back together. So for a while, I'm putting it back together. I got my apartment. Everything is good. So I'm going to come back. I was thinking about coming back up there. So I'm probably next week. I don't run through my breaks as much when I'm up there.
And it's like, you know, you've already pre-qualified to work from home. So you have that luxury, you know, you can, if you decide you don't want to do that for a certain amount of time, then yeah, we welcome you back here in the office, and then you would have that option to work from home, as long as they don't, you know, change something up on us.
Right, right.
You know, there's always some sort of small changes to rules every now and then. Well, that's it. So is there anything else retention wise that is kind of confusing outside of love letters, or was that pretty much it?
That was it. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking.
Good. Well, you know, I just wanted to call and check up on you. I know a lot of times recently when we've had the opportunity to really talk together, it's been sort of with a negative context, and I hate that. So I just really want to just kind of have a nice positive talk where I ain't got to, like, fuss about stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, and thank you. It's very true.
That's it. Well, I love you, Jasmine.
I love you too. Thank you so much, John, for calling.
No problem. No problem at all. You just reach out to me anytime you need me, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.